Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. Since God never changes, and Jesus never changes, the Holy Spirit never changes, the Word of God never changes, His plans and purposes never change, and since we are still the church, then we, the people who make up the church, are in need of revival, because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. The purpose of the Rock Power program is to stir up the church towards repentance and revival. Our message this week is one that I preached, taught our church just before the Iowa caucuses, and in it I'm trying to bring balance, biblical correction, biblical truth to bear on the process of elections, governments, politics, partisanship, and I think if you listen to it, you'll find the voice, so to speak, of one crying in the wilderness, because I'm going to tell you what the Bible says, and I don't believe many of you have heard what the Bible says in this area. So all this week we'll be talking about what the Bible says about voting. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to do good works, or are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise for the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. And then, as everyone in the whole world knows, next week Iowa is going to vote for the most important thing the world has ever seen or ever will see. And that's just baloney. But you see, there are too many people try to make us think that that is the most important thing. I was going to entitle today's sermon, "The Sky is Falling, The Sky is Falling." Because there are people who want you to think the sky is falling. And it isn't, and it won't, and it never has, and it never will. Amen? The earth will pass away, but it will be God who does it. It won't be the man, and it won't be the devil. And I just want to bring some balance to this thing. And when I say that, you know, I get emails. The church, especially the quote leaders of the church, you know, let me give you an example, are deeply involved in politics. Now, whether that's good or bad, it depends on your balance. I got a several page fax, and then I also an email, the same email. They wanted to have a conference call, or they did have a conference call Friday, December 28th. This was sent out to all the pastors that they thought would agree with them in Iowa. It says, Iowa pastors and church leaders, join Dr. Tim LaHaye, Dr. Rick Scarborough, Dr. Lawrence White, and Dr. Kelly Shackelford for a critical conference call on why and how you can lead your congregation this Sunday to maximize precinct caucus turnout. Not a word about saving souls. I get these things constantly. I've never got anything from these people about how to save the lost, about how to love the lost, about how to pray. But I get them constantly this time of year about political things. You know, this time of year, Newt Gingrich is a pinnacle of morality. You know, and he comes and with pastors, and all of them do. And I want to draw your attention to a scripture in the book of Matthew. Matthew 22. I was reading a thing, and it says that voting is a sacred duty. Now, voting is good. Voting is necessary, but it's not a sacred duty. It's a moral duty, perhaps. It's a civic duty. But I don't think we ought to put sacred belongs to God. And it is not a sacred duty to vote. Good idea. But the sky is not falling. And, you know, we're commanded to worship the Lord our God and to love the Lord our God. The Bible says we ought to tell the difference between the profane and the holy. And when you start calling things like that sacred duties, you're just simply stretching the truth. I think it's a wonderful idea to vote. Jesus said to the Pharisees, he said, you know, you tithe of all these things and of mint and cumin and right down to the minutest thing. He said, but you leave the weightier matters alone. He said, what about justice? What about mercy? What about faith? He said, you've omitted them. He said, these ought you to have done, but don't leave the others undone. So I did title today's message, you should vote, but you shouldn't leave the more important things undone. Voting is not the most important thing. If it was, then Jesus died in vain. If it was, then you can throw out Romans 13, which says, verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Verse 4, for he is God's minister. Not he, Joe Blow, but he, the government. He is God's minister to you for good. Paul was writing to the church at Rome, where the Roman emperor sat on a throne. And he wasn't a guy you'd vote for. But God said he's a minister, he's God's minister, you for good. Doesn't say if he's a Democrat or if he's a Republican, he's God's minister to you for good. Every elected official is accountable to God. And we tend, when we become partisan politics, which we say we're not, we say that we're interested in issues, but, you know, there's many voices in the world. There's only one voice in the Bible, but there's many in the world. And the more you listen to those voices, the more divisive your heart and mind will become. And if your person, you see, doesn't get elected, I'm quite convinced that Bill Clinton would have been a little better president if people had prayed for him. But he's not our guy. All the much more reason to pray for him. Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but the unrighteous. Did you ever notice there were some holy people in Israel, but he didn't preach to them. He preached to those who needed to hear it. Look over at 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. My Bible still says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And this time of year, I'm afraid there's very little seeking of the kingdom of God at all. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore I exalt, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all who are in authority. You know, we've got a voter's guide back there that has the names in alphabetical order of those who have survived the process up to now, and every single one of them is a person in authority. I said every single one of them is a person in authority, some higher than others, but every single person on this page is a person in authority. And if you don't know who to pray for, first of all, I'd begin by praying for every one of these people right here every day, because one of them is going to be president. And even if they aren't, they still are in authority, because they're not going to come November 2nd next year. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. 14 of them aren't going to go away. 14 of them aren't going to get on a boat for Japan and stay there. 14 of them aren't going to the moon. They're all going to be there. And one of them is going to be more in authority than the others. It says, I exhort, therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. First of all means before politics. First of all means before criticism. First of all, I believe, means first of all. For kings and for all that are in authority. That means every single person running for president. That we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. You want to know what pleases God? Obedience pleases God. Who will have all men to be saved, verse 4 says, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. It would be wonderful to see all of these men and women running for president to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. It would be wonderful to see all of these people ruling in the fear of God. It would be wonderful to see all of these people doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. It would be wonderful to see them all in heaven. It's our duty to pray. It's our God-given sacred duty to obey God. I got an email the other day that said this. It said, in this election, our culture is at stake. My culture is not at stake. And the culture is already... Culture needs a stake through the heart. It does. The culture needs a stake through the heart. We are not culture anymore. If you think you're the culture, then you need a head transplant. Because you're not the culture. Turn on television. Open any newspaper. Go anywhere. You are no longer the culture. And maybe never were. I don't know. But we are not the culture. Our culture is not at stake. It says it's about protecting traditional values. Traditional values need to be protected, but my Bible says if you pray, you'll lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness. Pray, pray.
And you're not going to change the culture of sinners. You're only going to change the heart of sinners, and then they will change. I've always said, and you need to know, cows moo, dogs bark, and sinners sin. Dogs and cows have a culture. Sinners have a culture. Sinners aren't going to change their culture. You have to change their hearts. They have to get born again. You can't vote people into the kingdom of heaven. You've got to pray. You've got to sing. They've got to hear the gospel.
Now, I'm not saying do not vote. I'm saying you should vote, but don't leave the more important things undone. We got to walk in love. And if you can't walk in love, stay out of politics. Because walking in love is more important than voting. Because walking in love is your duty. Sacred duty. And if you got to put a natural duty above a sacred duty, then you don't do that. Amen? You seek first the kingdom of God. We are to walk by faith. And if you can't pray for these people, then your heart's wrong. And your heart's wrong because you've been listening to the wrong thing. If at the mention of Hillary Clinton, then you've been listening to the wrong thing. Because God would have all men to be saved. You've been filling your mind with the wrong thing. If you can't pray for these people, I'm not saying you got to agree with them, but you got to pray for them. That is your sacred duty. First of all, pray for these people. This is a very good place to start. And there is not one of them that doesn't need it. Vote, but don't leave the more important things undone.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.